Okay, today's daf is Bavasra daf Ayin Dalid. Ayin Dalid, and we are Ayin Gimel Mabez. We're in the second day of the Rabbah Bar Bar Chana stories, and we will start with story number 10. Story number 10, which starts with Amar Rabbah Bar Bar Chana Zimnachada. It's about 10 lines up from the bottom on Ayin Gimel Mabez. So as yesterday, David pointed out, I had it here yesterday, I don't have it here today, in Yemezi Karon, the Rav gives the mashal of the one case that we mentioned before in a drasha about the island, and I thought it was an island, and it ended up being a fish. That's life, but also Bizman Agala specifically. So many times throughout history, Jews have felt like they are on an island, they are on a solid footing, they are in a certain country where they have rights, where they have privileges, and Rahman al-Islam, many, many times, over and over again, it turns out to be a fish. And it turns out that it's
something fishy.
Right, it's something fishy about it, and maybe that's where the phrase came from. And in that way, they realized that only holding on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Eitz Chaim Hilam HaChazikim Ba. Okay, let's continue story 10. V'yamar Rav Chana Zimnachada Havika Azlinan B'madvara. One time I was going in a desert. We're up to that story, right? We didn't skip any. The chazinan han hu avzi the shamti gadfayu mishim nayhu. I saw some geese that they were losing their feathers because they were so fat. They were so fat they were losing their feathers. The feathers kept falling out. V'kanagdi nachli de mishcha mitutayhu. And they had such they were such a fatty nature to their skin that oil just oozed out of them, and rivers of oil fell off of them and flowed under them. Amina lahu islan begavaychu chalkal damu daasi. I said to them, "Are we going to have any chelik in you in the world to come?" Meaning, wow, this looks like good, nice, fatty meat. Meaning, Olam Haba, are we going to have some of you? So chad adali gata v'chad adali atma. They both lifted up. One of them lifted up their wing, and one of them lifted up their thigh. Meaning, yes. Kiasala kame derbi Elazar. Amar li, when Elazar came, he said to me, Asidin Yisrael litena leim asadin. B'nei Yisrael are going to asid litena asadin. Right, the phrase that comes up, that, oh, you're going to have to pay for it in the future. They're going to have to pay for these geese. What do they have to pay for these geese for? Says the Rashbam, because every time we do an Avera, we are madche Mashiach, and we push away Mashiach from coming sooner, and we are violating Tsar Balei Chaim. These animals that are waiting to be consumed by the tzaddikim lasalavo, if we don't cause Mashiach to come, and if we delay it, so then we are causing pain for these fish, for these geese. Besides the fact that we're not bringing Mashiach, but that is the halacha. Interesting that one of the sources was the tissue box here. What are the sources about? We always say, you add another brick on the base of Migdash, you take away a brick on the base of Migdash whenever you do a mitzvah. This seems to be taken very literally. Every time you do Averos, said the second to last line of the Rashbam. Shebechat haschem mis'akev Mashiach. V'yesh lam tzar balechayim lo'osan avazim. Mach mashumnan. They're so fat and they're just waiting to be in. And that is also causing tzar balechayim, which, as we mentioned in the past, has no source in Shas, but 11 sources, the Minchas Asher points out, in the Rishonim. What exactly is the source for tzar balechayim? The Gemara says, tzar balechayim daraisa, but never says where you know that from. Many sources given, but the assumption of the Gemara now is just that it exists. Okay. Simin ka'afra, tischilta, tarkasia, agrava, lasilse. Shlach Kodesh says you just gotta say it. Story number 11. The Yom Rabbah Bar Chana. Zimnachad avikaz lina b'mad b'ra. We were going in the desert. This lovi bahadon hahutaya. There was a certain merchant, Arab merchant that was accompanying me. The havi shokel afra umorachla. He used to take dirt. He had the ability to take dirt and smell it. The Yomar ha urchaladuch teplan va urchaladuch teplan. Oh, he smells the dirt. Oh, that's the way you get to Tveria. He smells the dirt. That's the way you get to so and so. Right, the original GPS. Right, this guy knew just by smelling the dirt which way to go. Amrina lei kama marchakina mimaya. I said to him, yeah, how far from the coast? How far are we from the coast? Varmalan avaliyafra. So he said, okay, give me some dirt. Yavina lei, I gave it to him. Amarlan timne parsi, 8 parsa. So he was able to tell the distance of how far from the water. Taninan, a second time, Yavina lei, I tried again. Amarlan the marchakina tlasa parsi. We were closer. So he said, 3 parsas. Afchislei. And then the next time I switched it around, I gave him the dirt from the wrong place. I tried to trick him, but I couldn't I couldn't trick him. I couldn't overcome him. He was always right. So, okay, now the Mefarshim say that who is this traveler with the one that always goes with us? The Yetzirah. The Gross says almost every story here has a remnant to the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah always starts to tell us, oh yeah, go this way, go that way, go this way. And sometimes he overcomes us. We have to make sure that we follow our compass, where we are supposed to be going, the one that leads us always to do the right and the good. Okay, last line on the Amud. Ayin Gimel Beis, source, story number 12. Amar Li, Ta'ach Vilecha Meisei Midbar. Said this Hahutaya, this Socher, the Socher Yishmael, says the Rashbam, he said to me, let me show you where the Meisei Midbar are, the ones who died in the desert. We're going to have a Gemara later on in Baba Basra, it also comes up in Tainus, that one of the six events that took place on Tu B'Av, one of the six events that we celebrate, is that the Meisei Midbar stopped dying. We're going to have the Gemara. It comes up later on, I think Kuf Chaf Aleph or so, in Baba Basra, where every Tisha B'Av throughout the desert, they knew that that was the day that they're going to pay for their original Averos. So they all dug their own graves, Chazal tell us, and they went to sleep in their graves. And in the morning, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yibadu Achayim and Amesim, the Achayim should separate from the Niftarim, and the ones who got up, and the ones who didn't get up, didn't get up. So the year of the 40th year, they weren't sure exactly if this year counted or not. Some ask. Didn't they know who was 20 years old at the Gzera? Well, they didn't know their birthdays. It says whoever was 20 years old. So they knew if I was 20 years old by the Shasam Raglam or not. Either way, they did it that last year and they went to sleep in the grave. And Moshe says, Yibadu Achayim and Amesim, they all got up. And so they said, maybe our calendar's wrong. So they did it the next night and the next night, right from Tisha B'Av all the way until Tu B'Av. By the time Tu B'Av came along, they realized, right, the moon's getting smaller. So they must not have miscalculated, and therefore it must be the Gzeira is over. And that's why they celebrated that day. So the Meisei Midbar. So he says, where are they buried? He says, I'm going to show you where the Meisei Midbar are buried. So Azli Chazesinhu. So they went and they saw them. Vidamu Keman Demivsumi. And they appeared as if they were drunk. Demivsumi as if they were drunk. Viganu Aparkin. And they were lying with their faces up, backs right on the ground, faces up. The Mefarshim point out they weren't just lying on the grounds, right? They were the Gemara, like I just quoted later on, says they dug their own graves. So what I mean, they found them and they were just lying up. So the Taras Chaim explains she'ena kavana she'yishof v'nsham b'midbar al pnei ha'aretz el kavana she'yosim la'atzman ma'aros gedolos, as we have many times in Shas. There were certain caves. And in the caves were separate compartments, separate areas where each of the kfaris were. Kederach she'osim l'meisim v'shach v'sham. V'rab av osataya nichnasu b'ma'ara. V'sham nichnas hataya bitachas. Right, we'll see what happens in a second. And that's where they showed him. But they weren't on top of the desert anymore. They must have gone into a cave and in that way saw the kfaris. And they're gonu aparkid. And they were lying there, aparkid, lying there straight up. Anything learned out from that? So, as we'll see, there are a couple of halachas learned out from various details of this story. Let's read the whole story, and then we'll get back to the details. One of the knees of one of the Meisei Midbar was up. Right? Imagine somebody lying down on their back, and their knee is up. Right? Their leg is bent. And this merchant was able to go under that area of the knee. As he was riding his camel. Camels are pretty tall. There's a kifa rumche, and he had a spear sticking up. Valon agabe, and he still did not touch the mace that he was going under. Paske chada. Oh, let's stop there for a second. Okay, so just one detail, and that is says the lying a parkin. So first of all, Tosfos discusses here what does a parkin mean. Rashi and Tosfos discusses in a few places in Shas a parkin machlokas. Does it mean on your back or on your stomach? So Tosfos here assumes that this is a raya that it's on your back, because if the knee was up, so it has to be that you're lying on your back. So Mikan Amar Rabbeinu Tam da parkin panav lamala v'lo kamo shepir shabino chanado benida. Not like Rabbeinu Chananel says in Nida and in Brachas that it means panav lamata. Deim kain hayachol taya lirkov tuti birke. What's the knee? The knee's facing down, so it must be that you're facing back. But there is really a machlokas Rishonim about it. But it comes up lamaisa in Hilchos Kriyashma. In Hilchos Kriyashma, the Gemara in Brachas says we're not allowed to say Kriyashma aparkid. So what does aparkin mean? So we are machmir like both opinions. that we're not supposed to say Kriya Shema on our backs or on our stomachs. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Samach Gimel, Sim Samach Gimel, Koreota, we pass them like Beis Hillel. You don't have to be sitting at night and standing by day, right? We're not like a Tarfin. We don't want to put ourselves in danger. Mishnah in Brachas. But Koreosa, Mahalech, Omed, Oshochev, right? You could say it. Standing, sitting, lying, that means on one side. O Rochev Agabe Behema, O Yoshev, or sitting. Avalo Prakdan. Not prakdan, right? Same word, a parkin. Tahainu, what's prakdan? Tahainu shepanav tuchos bakarka. Either your face down, oh, mushlach al gabo paralamala, or face up, right? Because we assume that's not a tsnius way of sitting in front of a Kaddish Baruch, lying in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Avokori vushochev al tzido, right? You could do it on your side. Why? Rama adds, me'achar shekfar shochev v'ika tircha lamod. It's really tircha to stand up. So when does this come up? Right, in shul, but not lying down. Not lying down in shul. So the only time this might come up is before you go to sleep. Before you go to sleep, let's say Kriya Shema Lamita, especially if somebody davened Maariv too early and they have to repeat three parashios of Kriya Shema. So you're being Yotzei, the Iker Kriya Shema, with this three parashios. So then it comes up, you're already lying down. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're already lying down and it's hard for you to get up, the Gemara talks about certain Amoram that were Baalei Basar. Right, they had difficulty getting up. Ikra did, it seems like if we are already in our beds, we can at least sit up. Sitting is okay. Sitting is okay. Only lying on our side is bidyavet. Sitting is lachachila. So at least if we could get up and sit, as the Shulchan Aruch continues, v'maya baal basar harbe, v'yachol esavek al tzida, o shayachole, no tema letzida v'kari. Just go to the side and do that. Then the Shulchan Aruch, interesting, quotes the Gemara, Mishnah Brachis, Misha wrote ala hachmir lamod, kishuhu yoshev, v'lekrosa mu'umad. Let's say it's daytime, you're at that point to be machmir and stand up, Nikra Avaryan. Or an Avaryan, because that's being going like Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai is Eina Mishnah. Okay, that's where a parakeet comes up in one place. The other place where a parakeet comes up in Halacha is in Hilchos Kvura. In Hilchos Kvura, we learn from this Gemara that we bury on backs. We bury people, Rachmana Leslan, on their back. Nosin hames al shin samach beis in Yeridaya. Nosin hames al gabav upanav lamala ke adam shehu yashen, like somebody who is sleeping. To call hecha said the shach. To call hecha the yashkivu o son baofan acher o umad o yoshev havli derek genai. Right, if in any other position is genai, so we just leave put them on their backs. The Atarazov quotes, and this interesting. I've seen more in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. They're burying coffins anyway. Dina Tzemachus Adina, but in Eretz Yisrael, where we follow the Ikra Dina of the Shulchan Aruch, not to bury in coffins, but just into the ground. Still, there is a minhag of certain chever kaddishes. V'noagin says the Shach lechasos ha'aron bedaf v'shelolahatel shum afar agufo mbrei shebizayin hulo. There's a certain, sometimes I was one of the slan at a Levaya last year, and they put the Chever Kaddish in Yerushalayim, they put a board overneath the Rosh of the person as they put the Afar into the Kever, and this comes out of this Aterazov, even though it's lying flat, but you don't want to throw dirt directly on the Rosh, therefore you have some type of break. But again, it's face up. By the way, the previous Shulchan Aruch is the makar of what I just said. Hanosein meis ba'aron v'lo kavru bakarka over mishamalanes ha'meis. First, if somebody just puts a mace in a coffin and doesn't put them in the ground, so then that's halanes ha'meis. V'yimnasnu ba'aron v'kavru bakarka eino over alav. There's no aveira. U'mikol makom yafeh l'kavro bakarka mamish afilu b'chutz la'aretz. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the lachachila. We don't call the dina the machuz adina. The countries in Chutz La'aretz do not let it. Some say that the Berhetiv quotes, maybe that's where the minhag comes from, of putting a bag of dirt into the Aron also, especially if it's the minhag of putting dirt of Eretz Yisrael in the kever along with the niftar. But this is the halacha in Shin Samach Beis in Yerideh. Okay, that was a bury. Back down and face up. Comes from this Gemara. So again, they found the Mesi Midbar. They were lying there, face up, and this is what happened. And he went under the knees of the mace. What do we have to know that their knees were sticking up for? And they looked like they were drunk. What is that? So says the Ritva, Balomar kilokasa enam vahayudomim ka adomiyayin. Their bodies didn't fall apart. The bodies just looked like they were a little red from wine. And lokasa einam. This was the dardeya. Yes, they didn't get to go into Eretz Yisrael, but it was still a dar that it was on a high level. The avabishim yoshim bahar, behim overim be'emek. etc. But still, Hayanirem, Marpanem, Adom, Kalkach, etc. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter in the story. Paski chada karna deschalta de chaminayu. So, Rabbi Barbachan, who was telling the story, says, you know what I did? I cut off one of their tzitzis to take it with me. Paski karna deschalta, one of the corners of their tcheles. De chaminayu. So, could you prove from here how many strings are supposed to be tcheles? Three different shitas. Rashi, Tosas, Rambam. Right, Ravid. Right, so what do you, how many? It says paski chada karna deschalta, one corner of tchelas. Does that mean there was one string of tchelas, one of the corners of tchelas? Unclear from this gemara. So I cut them off. Why did he do that? We'll see in a minute. Let's first finish the story. V'lavi mistagilon, and my camel didn't move. Amar li, so the Arab merchant says to me, Dilma shaklas vidiminayo, did you take anything from these mason? Hadre, give it back to Gemiri, because there's a Misora. Demand a shakal. Midi minayu lo mistagilai. There's a Misora. If you take anything, it's not moving. The camels aren't going to move. So Azli Ahadarte, I returned it. Vahadar, mistagilan, fine. Then our camels were able to go. Kiyasa l'kami d'rabbana, when I got in front of the rabbis, Amruli, and I told them what happened. Amruli, call Abba Chamra. Oh, Abba. His nickname was Abba. Every Abba is Chamra. What does that mean? Sometimes chamor means wine, but not here. Rashbam says, shota kechamor, right? Meaning you didn't act properly. The kol barbar achana sichsa, it's foolish. You acted foolishly. Why? Why? Why did you cut off the tzitzis anyway? Lameda, ikebe shama, ikebe silal. Well, you want to know who we paskin like? Do you paskin like beshama, be silal, meaning how many strings we're supposed to have? Because Gemara Menachas has a machlokas there. How many strings were there? Iboyla chalamim nechute, just count them. I count the knots. Not to cut anything off, right? Just counts how many it is, and then you could have brought it back. So that's why you acted foolishly. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says here in the back, he says that no, that he thought that by the time he got back, he returned it. So they're not going to wait for me. They already said, come on. The guy said already, come on, return it. So he thought they were going to wait for him. And the other Abana would say, no, but Lechachili should have thought of this. You should have thought of this Lechachili and not done it. Tosis and Sukkah, on the second daf, Gimel, and Aleph quotes that this machlokas, by the way, that he was trying to figure out between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, was one of the six places where we pass on like Beis Shammai. Tosfos and the big long Tosfos, Sukkah, daf Gimel, and Aleph, Beseder of Amram, Pasak Beshisha Mekomos, Halacha Ke Beis Shammai. Chada, Haida Sukkah, Tzricha, Jadei Machzegas, Rosh Rubo V'Shochano. That's what it comes up there. The small Sukkah. Small Sukkah you can have, we pass on like Beis Shammai. Ve'idach, but the second one he quotes, Biminachas, Perak Tcheles, Gabi Sadin Mitzis, Vishari Potem, Vishil Machayvin, Od Lasham, Kama Chutin Unosein. How many strings? Vishami Omram Dalid. Vishami says you got to have four on each corner, folding down into eight. That's what we do. Four Shahid, Dashtaim Shainar, Dalid, Shahain, Shmona. Vishil Omram Gimel. Three that turn into six. So we pass on the Vishami. So this is one of the six places. Maybe that's why he was Dafka trying to figure it out, because it was so unusual. So in Vishami, I want to see what they used to do. See what they used to do, right? It's like the kasha that is asked, what tefillin did Rashi's father wear? What tefillin did Rashi's father wear? Right? Did he wear Rashi's tefillin? Right? Did he wear his son's tefillin or his great-grandson's tefillin? Right? Rabbi Natan. That's a major, such a major machlokas. Right? Which order you put the parshias in? Rashi, Rabbi Natan. What did they do beforehand? It's amazing. What did they do? They didn't check? They didn't know? That's a historical question. Okay, a little bit more on the story, though. And that is, this is one of the sources that we try to use archaeological evidence for to determine halacha. Right? He's trying to get the old tzitzis to see what they used to do. Interesting, the Ramban, another example, is the Ramban in his Pirush al Torah, Pashas Kisisa, depends. In some of the Ramban's al Torah, it's printed in Kisisa, and some of them it's printed on the last page of the Ramban. Because the Ramban is trying to prove, discussing what's the weight of a shekel. So he writes in his commentary a certain amount, and then when he got to Akko, towards the end of his life, and he got to Eretz Yisrael, he writes, and I came to Akko and I found coins, and now I see that this pshat is right. And I want to be mosif to my pirish. So that's, again, he finds these coins, and he realizes what the correct pshat is in the Chumash. Just one other halachic discussion that comes out of this Gemara, and that is, they buried in tzitzis. See from here, you see that they buried people in tzitzis. So that itself is a major discussion. Tosfos here, this long Tosfos here goes back and forth. Mash mahacha says Tosfos, sheyesh tzitzis lemesim. Right, we know the halacha is that when we go to a cemetery, we have to put our tzitzis in, loig larosh. But do we bury people in tzitzis in a talus? So it sounds to me like you do. Maybe not, because I mentioned before. No, here they went alive into their own grave. So they were wearing tzitzis when they went in. So maybe that's why they had tzitzis on. But normally, if somebody dies, you don't put tzitzis on them. Kedar b'medrash. I will skip a few lines. I'll be yish levi raya, bring another raya from the Gemara Menachos. V'chein yish medrash. Lo menisvacha parshas mekoshesh l'parshas tzitzis. Lo melechasha amesim chayavim b'tzitzis. Right, maybe it's a tashbi, goes back and forth, and then he quotes about 10 lines later in the middle. Aval kasha al haminag shenoagim lahasir tzitzis mitaliso shalmesim. There was a minag in the time of the Rishonim, they took off the tzitzis. V'omar ben utam sheshama mizikne lotir lepisha tzitzis edusu shakiyim kol haTorah. Maybe because tzitzis is showing that tzitzis is connected kol haTorah kula. How do you know tzitzis is gematria? Tough reish, 600, and then 8 strings and 5 knots on each corner, that equals 613. V'achshav, she'in chashuvin kokach, harihu ki'ilu meirei the sheker. If I wear tzitzis and I wasn't mekayim kol haTorah kula, so maybe that's worse. I'm being meirei the sheker. V'achraim edarshinan, and then the reish says another way, v'yibimeim ha'yikulon mekayim mitzvah tzitzis, they all were mekayim tzitzis in those days, nowadays we're not all mekayim tzitzis, so who are we to wear tzitzis in our death and not in our lifetime. So it goes all back and forth. And finally, at the end of the Tosas, last few skinny lines, Reb Chaim Kohen Tzedek says, maybe according to the Chazals, that Tchias HaMesim is going to happen dafka from the Kever, and whatever we're wearing, we're going to be wearing. Maybe we should be wearing tzitzis. So that is the fascinating discussion of Tosas. What are we paskin in this discussion? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Nun Aleph in Hilchos Avelos, Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein kovrin es ames ella betalas sheyesh bo tzitzis." Shulchan Aruch, bury a mace with it in a talus with tzitzis. Rama v'yesh omrim de'ein sarach tzitzis v'nagul kavro betzitzis ach she poslin tchila hatzitzis o korchin echem min haknafos. So the Rama tries to have both. You bury him in the talus, but you passel one of the corners, or you tie up one of the corners. Bachlokas bechaber in the Rama. That is this discussion here. So wait, did we mention this before? We mentioned this from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan here quotes that the Minhag HaPashut B'chol Tuvos Yisrael shenosen ames b'tzitzis, that you carry a mace in a talis, and right before you bury them, you rip off or cut off one of the tzitzis. That was the Minhag, and that's what the Minhag in Yerushalayim is. Yerushalayim is they take away, they do not bury in the talis. That bury what they take off. They carry in the talus, and they don't bury in the talus. Again, different minhagim. Other places they do bury in the talus. But the Mishnah, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, the minhag was the pasul one going in. The yeshinago lintok also bebayis. Some take it, cut it in the cemetery, in the house. But yoser tov to do it right before the kfura. The shamati bebirur al shnei gedolei ador. I heard from two great gedolei ador. Echad one told his talmidim to bury him with his tzitzis, like the Shulchan Aruch. Right, he told this Talmud, and that Talmud, right when he was in charge of the Chevra Kadisha, but right when he was about to bury him in the ground with all the other friends, all of a sudden he had to go to the bathroom. Chash b'meya v'yatza chutz, v'oshem shel bishuhu, and the other ones of the Chevra Kadisha didn't realize it, and they cut off one of the tzitzis, and they buried him. So, that was min ha-shamayim that they cut it off. And then the second story, and take it, he runs and he starts screaming. And he says, oh, Osman HaShemayim, don't be Mishana. And the second one, we put him in the kever on his way down, also gave the seed, we bury me and my sisters fully, and it got caught on a branch, and one of the corners ripped off. And he writes in parentheses, the first story was the Grah, the second story was the Baal Yisod Shor Shavavota. They both gave Sivuyim to bury and with tzitzis, and ultimately they were not buried in the tzitzis. Again, this is not the only story of Min HaShamayim when it comes to the Grah, the story that's quoted in the Maaser Rav, that he wanted to start duchening in Vilna many number of times, and every time, and the night before, the Torahs were stolen, the shul burned down, all these other stories that he couldn't duchen. So again, he took it as a simen min haShamayim that maybe it was inappropriate. We like to quote, also related to this, the story of the Chassam Sofer Paskin one day, that a kavua sleep takes the place of 6 hours by waiting between milchiks and fleishiks and milchiks. If you sleep, a kavua sleep for 5 hours, that's good enough, even if you wait 6 hours. And after he gave that psak the next morning, he poured himself a cup of coffee and he spilled it all over himself. So he took it as a simen min haShamayim. You know, I should take it back. And Rav Sternbach writes about all of these stories in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf, Simon Tough Lamed Aleph. What? They took it. Oh, we're wrong? No, it must be maybe they took it to the Simon HaShemayim to re-research the Sugya. That's what it means. And once they re-researched the Sugya, they realized that maybe you could come to the other conclusion. Either way, this is the discussion. There's one other fascinating machlokas I found last night. The Sharmus Yana Balacha quotes one of it. If somebody, let's say, is bedminog in many circles, is to bury in a talus, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says to bury in the person's talus. Do you bury in the Shabbos talus or the weekday talus? Mekudash versus Tadir. Right, the Gemara says in the Mishnah says in Zvachim, Mekudash, call it Tadir Mechaveir, right, Tadir Shein, Tadir Kodem. But what about Mekudash, if something is more sanctified? So which goes first? Fascinating Machlokas in Lundus, right? He wore his talus 6 days a week. Or did he go to Shabbos talus, Yontif talus? So Machlokas Achronim, whatever the Chaver Kadisha, this is all Minhag. It's all Minhag, you know, we don't start up with Chaver Kadishas, right? So whatever the Minhag is, that's what they follow. Okay, Vayter. Let's go. Says the Gemara, story 13, 10th line. Amarle, ta achvilucha har Sinai. Let me show you har Sinai. Azli chazoi dehajra de akrava. See, show me har Sinai. And there was a scorpion going all around har Sinai protecting it. What does that mean? Says the Marsha. Beautiful. What does it say in Pirkei Avos? That if somebody goes against the Rabbanan, Neshichas Akrav. It's like a scorpion is going to bite them. The Rabbanon protect the Torah. Har Sinai is the Torah, and the scorpions going around Har Sinai, that's the Rabbanon that built fences for the Torah. The Kaimaki Chamri Chivarti. And it appeared like Chamri Chivarti, that it was white. Shamati Baskol, Sha'omeris, Oili Shanishbati, he hears a baskol and says, woe to me that I swore. That I swore what? The Rashbam says that I swore that I sent my Jews into Galus. The Yachshav Shanishbati, me made for Li. Now that I swore, who's going to be made for my nether? Who's going to be made for my nether? I wish somebody would be made for my nether, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it came in front of the Rabbanon, Amruli Kalaba Chamer Kalaba Chanesitza. Again, you foolish, you acted improperly. Why? Habi Lahail Chalomar Mubulacha. You should have been made for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nether. Should have made for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nether. But who saw Bar? But he felt Dilma Shvuasa to Mabul Hu. Maybe Hashem was referring to the Shvu of the Mabul. The Mabul. That he wasn't, that he would never bring another destruction like that. Rabbanim came, Oili Lama. If that's the case, what was he cruxing for? Oy! What was he cruxing for? He wasn't upset that he wanted the relationship with B'nai Yisrael. Says the... I saw in the Biurei Hadaf, unbelievable. Why is it? Why did it say HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I wish somebody would be mefer my neder? What do you mean mefer? Hafar Sadarim is only the husband. Somebody should be matir my neder. Matir is a rav. Why hafar Sadarim? See, quotes now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaviyachol married to the tzaddikim and chachamim. Kaviyachol married. It's like he's it's a husband and wife relationship. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu and other neviim are called ish ha'elokim. Ish Elokim, Ha'ish Shelo Kaviyachol. The B'nai Shashem Yisbarach goes there, Gzera, Kadosh Baruch was Mevatel, the Gemara says otherwise, Kadosh Baruch made an enter, he could be Mevatel, right? Kaviyachol, the Tabal Chacham is the husband, that relationship, right? Torah Tzivul Anam Moshe, Mo Rasa, Tikra Mo Rasha, Lama O Rasa, we said in the past that some Bali Masora even have Nisu into the Torah, not just Erisin, but that's why it is a Lashon of Hafara, and not just Hatara. Why do you think it was the Mabul? I thought it was the Shua of the Mabul. He got confused between Har Sinai and the Mabul. So again, the beautiful thought we mentioned back Parshas Yisro last year. I was going to mention it Parshas Noach, but I saw I mentioned it Parshas Yisro in the Parshas here. But the Vard of Rameir Shapiro, the Gemara in Zvachim tells us, Kuf Tez Zayin, that Bilam HaRasha, when Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Torah, all the Rishonim went to Bilam HaRasha and said, what's going on? They heard the thunder and the lightning. Is there another Mabul? So Bilam said, no, it's not a Mabul. Hashem is giving the Torah. And they said, oh, Hashem owes Lamo Yitain, Hashem Yibarach Samo B'Shalom. Ma Kesha, what do they think was the Mabul? My Maimon Sinai, so explains Rameir Shapiro, unbelievable. He said he says all the other umos saw Bnei Yisrael ba'achdus. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. He saw they were all ba'achdus. And there are two types of achdus. They knew one level of achdus. Achdus mitoch tzaris. When there's a common enemy, when there's a danger, everybody's ba'achdus. Everybody loves each other. Everybody loves each other when there's tzaris around. Right after 9/11, everybody was nice to each other. You go down the street in New York, hi, how are you? We love each other. When there's tzaris, Rachman al-Itzlan. Right, that's when we're ba'achdus. So they said, is there a Mabul coming? Because they saw Bnei Yisrael ba'achdus. So he says, they have achdus because of the common destiny of the shared commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a different type of achdus. Different type of achdus. And that's why, really, it's Am Yisrael accepting the Torah. It's not a Mabul. Okay, that's here too. He said, is there a Mabul? So that's the connection between the two. Vayter, story 14, Amalei. Let me show you where those who got swallowed up from Korach are. Chazoi tre busy. There was a crack in the ground. Vahavi kamafki tura kutra, and there was smoke coming out of it. The smoke of Gehenim. Shokal gvava de imra v'amshina b'maya. So this merchant took some wool. He soaked it in water. Uda itzata berosha derumchad. He put it on the edge of his spear. V'ayli hazam, and he stuck it in the hole. V'chiyafik aviyichre chachruchem. When he took it out, it was singed. In the fires of Gehenim. So Amar li atzes v'ayshamas. He said, go put your ear to the ground. Listen to what they're saying. V'shamas tavi amrin, Moshe v'sarasso emes v'hein badoin. Moshe emes v'sarasso emes. And we're a bunch of liars, right? We who argued on Moshe Rabbeinu. Thousands of years, right? When did that one Amaram? 1,000 years later, they're still screaming it out. Amar li kol tlasin yomi mahadulu l'gehenim l'hacha. Every 30 days, the Rashbam says Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh, got to think about what's the connection between this and Rosh Chodesh. That's homework, right? What's the every 30 days, the Gehenim shoots him up here. Kibasar bekalachas, like a piece of meat thrown up. Va'amri hachi Moshe v'sarasso emes v'hein badon. And they have to say it. 15. Omar li talk with the nashki arbarakiya. Let me show you where the heavens and the earth kiss, where they meet. Let me show you. Ahadadi, right, the Rashbam says over here, he says, Makum Gavoa Hayasham Shinoshkin Yacha, there was a place where they meet Zelazer, Velav Hainu Sofa Olam. This wasn't the end of the world, because that takes a much longer time to get to, and Eretz Yisrael is in the middle of it. What does the Rashbam say about the world being round? Right, that's well, Columbus didn't discover that yet. Didn't discover America yet, the West Indies. So very unclear. Certain Rishonim seem to give off the impression that the earth was flat. Again, is that something that we're allowed to say? Nah, what about Chazal and the Gemara? Is there a difference, some of Farshim say, between Chazal and Rishonim? Either way, that's this relates to that Rashba. So let me show you where the earth and the heaven kiss. Ahadadi. Dinashki Arev Raki Ahadadi. Let me show you where they kiss. So what happened? Look in the Bach, he has in a couple of words. So he took me up to this high place, Vachazoi Da'avid Kavi Kavi. And I saw there was a place where he took me into the heavens, and there were windows in the heavens. Shakalti Lusosai Esnachta Bekavra Durakiya. I took my basket of stuff, what I have, I took my knapsack, and I put it into one of the windows. And Adamatzlina, meanwhile, I went to Davin Mecha, Be'isna Vlashkuchay, and after I davened, I came back and I wasn't there anymore.
Wait, somebody stole my basket. Somebody stole my knapsack. They thought it was a chavetz chashud.
Amar li, hi, galgal adurakiya havad hu dahadar.
No, it's just the orbit. The heavens are going right, we're going around.
Notar adamachar adhacha umishkachazla. Wait till tomorrow, and you'll find it here. Wait till tomorrow.
Says the Gra, the juggler and the king. Says the Gra. What's going on here? Where the heavens and the earth meet. Right? The Yitzhahara tells us. He says, what are you spending all your day in Ruchnias for? What do you spend? Don't you have to make a living? Don't you have to work hard? Isn't money also very important? Push your kishkes. The head go. You don't want. You'll still learn Torah. You'll still learn. You have to be so committed. Focus on some gashmias, right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you. Pasul Malach Tochal. Come on, right? So go to where the heavens and the earth meet. I'm not taking you away from the heavens. Go to where the heavens and the earth meet. And he takes us and he makes us focus on other things in life. And then we realize it's all our parnasa comes from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not as much as I do. The more I do, all that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes and he sees that there are windows. There are windows. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a window and he gives each person. And every chai has a window. And therefore, he puts his basket in the window, meaning he puts his basket of parnasa. He says, oh, now I realize that the Yitzhahara was wrong. He puts it, he throws it out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're right, I have to do my Ishtadlus. But, you know, it all comes from you. And he comes back a little later, and he sees his basket's gone. He says, what is going on here? I'm devoting my life. I'm devoting my life to Torah, and I'm doing my Ishtadlus, and I'm still not above water. I'm poorer than I'm supposed to be. So he says, no, that's just the Galgal HaChozer Ba'olam. That's the way of the world. We don't understand exactly everything Kadosh Baruch Hu does. Why one person's poor and one person's rich and one person has it hard and one person not. The world goes around. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, don't worry. Tomorrow it'll be back here. Meaning, whatever's tomorrow, just wait. Tomorrow, Lasid Lava, we'll see it's a perfect world. We'll see that everything was exactly Kadasu Kadid. Right? That's the Gra, the juggler and the king. Also talk about it on page 72. Next, number 16. I got an email yesterday, but I got an email a couple of days ago. I've gotten many emails, again, about listeners that are, Baruch Hashem, excited about the daf, but that Amr Beis is not some one of my specialties. We try, and as I wrote in yesterday, that a lot of times we spend 15 minutes on Amr Beis to start the shiur. So really, the middle of Amid Beis is the problem. The middle of Amid Beis, maybe the next cycle, we'll have to start with the middle of Amid Beis. But if there's something important and major there, we try. But again, these stories, we can't, it's not my fault. 16. Rabbi Yochanan Mishnoi Zimna Mishnoi was one. Rabbi Yochanan, now we're getting, switching Amara. One time Rabbi Yochanan was talking. Zimna Chad Avi Chazinim Besfinta. One time I was going on a boat. V'chazinan Hahu Kavra De'af Kilerei Shimiyama. I saw a fish that put his head out of water. V'daminene Ketrei Siri. And the fish was so beautiful. His eyes were like two moons. V'nafetz Maya Mitarti Zime. And there was water coming out of its two nostrils. Ketrei Mavri Desura. Like rivers of Sura. Such a huge, huge fish. Okay. Next, 17. We're not going to talk about the symbolism of every story. Rav Safra, Mishtoi, Zimnachada, Havikazin, Besfinta. Again, Rav Safra says, one time I was going on a boat. That's why all these Gemaras are here. Because it's Hamocher, it's Asfina. The Chazidan, Ukavra, Dafkil, Reishim, Yama. And a fish took its head out of water. Vahavi, Lake, Karne. He had horns. The Chakigalayan was written on it, engraved on it. Ano, Birya, Kalashavayam. I'm a small sea creature. Vahavina, Tlasme, a Parsi, and I'm three parsos long. The Azilna, Lapumi, the Levyasan. And right now, I'm going to be the Levyasan's lunch. That's my job. Every creature has a purpose in life. I'm going, that's what this message could be, that everything has a purpose. And every animal, right, because Baruch Hu created a perfect world. Amar Avashi, Yahu Iza Diyamahu. That animal that you saw must have been the Iza Diyama. De Bechisha, the Isla Karni. That's, again, Bechisha, that is digs in the ground and has horns. 18. Rabbi Yochanan Mishtoi Zimnachad Avi Kazina Besfinta. One time I was on a boat. Chazina Nahi Kartalisa Tahavi. I saw a chest that had beautiful stones and margolias in it. And it was surrounded by these fish. That was the name of the fish. So we set down a diver. Get that chest. The rogash and the uboy l'shamte la'atme. And the fish started going crazy and started trying to dislocate the diver's thigh. V'shada zika d'chala v'nachas. And he threw a clod of dirt at it. And it stopped. So he's about to take the chest. Novak Baskol on my lawn. A heavenly voice went out and said, "No, Ma'islachu Bahadi Kartaliyasa de Bisu Rabbi Chanina Bardosa. Don't take the chest of the wife of Rabbi Chanina Bardosa." We had many stories about Rabbi Chanina Bardosa in Brachas and in Tainis. Ta'asido de Shadia Tchelta Bola Tadikilamad Asi. There is beautiful Tchelis in there that she's going to use to put on the Talitot of the Tzadikim Lasalavo. You cannot take this chest. You cannot take this chest. Major discussion in the Rishonim. Could a woman put tzitzis on a beged? What does this Gemara say? The Rush says, yes. You know what my raya is? Right here. Right? The wife of Chanina Bardosa is going to put tzitzis on in the future. Other Rishonim say, no. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, l'chadchila, no. But the Eved, they can. But the, so one of the Achronim says, a Charifus. Rabbi Yochanan is talking here. If you look at other Gemaras, Rabbi Yochanan says that the mitzvah of tzitzis are seemingly batel. I see them leave but the mitzvah of tzitzis. So Dafkot, Rabbi Yochanan could say that because just like then, men aren't going to be mechuyev either. So that's why Dafka then, women could do it. Okay, why Dafka Rabbi Chanina Bardosa? Again, many fascinating, miraculous stories that happened to he and his wife. Next, 19. Rabbi Yehuda, Hindu Amishtoi, he was on Storky. Again, I was going on a boat. The Chazinan Hahu Evan Tava, I saw a beautiful stone. The Havi Hadrle Tanina, that was near a tanin, near a huge sea creature. Nochas Baramore Lasuye, again we sent the diver to go get it. Asa Tanina, Kabailamivalai, the tanin was about to swallow up the diver, Lasvinta, and the boat. Cat that he was going to eat up the whole boat. Asa pishkansa paskilareshe, a pishkansa. Right, we had that before. That was a type of a bird came and chopped off its head. Is hafichu maya avidama. All the water turned to blood. It was red. It was so much blood from that animal. Asa tanina chavre shakle. So what happened? Another sea creature came, took the precious stone, v'talyale, and hung it over him, v'chaya, and did tchias amesim. And the Tanin came back alive. Hadar Asa Kaboy Balalasvitas. He came again. He said, oh, I'm back alive. I got another chance. He came to swallow up the boat again. Hadar Asa Tsipra Paskala Reshe. So a different type. But Sipor came and chopped off its head. Shaklua Lahi Eventava. So what happened? The diver then finally got the stone. Shadyu Lasvinta threw it onto the boat. Havihani Tsipri Malichi Badan. We had some salted birds that we were about to eat. The stone fell on the salted birds. And what happened? Osvina Elayu Shaklua. So he put it on them. They came back alive. And Parkala Bahada. They took the bird with them, and they took the stone with them, and flew away. Look at the Marsha here. The Marsha explains this all, al derech, the Dalet Golios. Each of these animals was one Golos that ate up and swallowed up the previous Golos, all the Golios that we are in. Tana Rabbanan. A little bit weiter. Oh, just one other har, very important har here, the Chazon Ish. You can look up this Chazon Ish. In Evan Ezer, Chaf Zayin Gimel. Evan Ezer, Chaf Zayin Gimel. Evan Ezer, the Chazon Ish there is talking about the discussion of the second parak in Chulin. The whole list of treifas. What's considered a treifa, what's not a treifa. So many of the Rishonim ask, but a lot of the things that the Mishnah says is a treifa, we know can live. And many of the things that the Mishnah doesn't say is treifa, we know can live. It's a big discussion. Does a treifa, can a treifa live, can a treifa not live? The Chazon Ish says there are remedies many, many places out there. We just don't know where they are. Bez Hashem, we should discover all the remedies. We see there's a stone out there. There's a stone out there that you could heal. They could bring Tchiyas HaMesim. But who says just because we don't know, that means it's not a treifa, it is a treifa? Chazal or Koveya, what's a treifa, what's not a treifa? And then he quotes Lishitasa, which we discussed in the past, that everything up until the year, up until the Mishnah was written, everything up to the year 4000, that was all the principles. The past, last 2000 years, that's all just applications of those principles. So they had to tell us what the principles were. They had to lay down the law in the times of the Mishnah. That's the Chazon Ish, Evan Ezer, Chaf Zayin Gimel. Tana Rabbanan 20. Maisa, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Shai Bam, Bisfina, they were coming on a boat. But Rabbi Elazar, Yashin, Rabbi Yeshua, Neyar. Rabbi Elazar was sleeping, Rabbi Yeshua was awake. Nizdazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Vinigar, Rabbi Elazar. Yeshua started shaking. Rabbi Elazar woke up. Amalei, Maza Yeshua. Bibreima, Nizdata. What are you shaking for? Amalei, Ma'or Gadol, Reisi Bayam. I saw a great light out at sea. Amalo, Shema, Einav, Shalav Yasan, Reisa. Dechsiv, Einav, Ka'afa, Peshachar. Maybe you saw the eye of the Liv Yasan. Period. Last story, 21. Amar Avashi, Amar Lihuna Barnasa and Zimna Chadavik Azlina B'Madbara. I thought I was going on in the desert. Vahavoy Atma Debisra Bahadon. We had a piece of meat with us. Pasachna V'Nakrina V'Anachna Isvi. What we got it ready to roast, and then we put it down on a certain grass. Adamaisinon Tziv. As we went to gather wood, Cholam Itma. The piece of meat that we just cleaned out and we took out the Gedanush and got everything, it went back to what it used to be. It was magic grass it was on. The Tavinon Kihadron. And then we roasted it as was. Right? As it was now. Labasa Tracy Shasa. The following year, we liked that place. We went back to the same Tiyol. Chazinu Lahanu Gumri David Komalakshi. We saw the coals were still burning from a year before. Ki also the Kamei Damemar, Amaliyahu Ispa, Samtriyavi, Hanu Gumri, Durismahave. Right, it was magic grass and magic coals you must have used, and you didn't realize it. Period. Now we just have a couple of chazals about the Liv Yasan. Vayivra, look at Mr. Taninim Agadolim, Hochatagimu Arzile Diyama, is called Arzile Diyama, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Zel Liv Yasan, Nachash Bariach, Vil Liv Yasan, Nachash Akalason. There were two Liv Yasans. There was the straight one, and there was the crooked one. Shneamar, Bayamahu, Yivkot Hashem, Becharbo, Akasheh, Vechulu. If you look in Yeshaya, that pasuk in Pasuk Aleph, I don't have time to read it right now, but it talks about the two Liv Yasans. Amr Rav Yehuda Marav Kol Mashabar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Olamo Zachar Nekeva Bara'am. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created a male and a female of every species. Right, that's what achieves Shleimus, says the Maharal. When there's a male and a female, I gotta ask about the the amoeba. Right, is there I don't remember the amoeba, paramecia, all those. Right, is there male and female? But creatures, everything is Zachar Nekeva. Af Liv Yasan Nachash Bariach Liv Yasan Nachash Akalason. Also the two Liv Yasans Zachar Nekeva Bara'am. It's male and female. The Amoin is Kaken Zalazem Achrim Nekol Olam Kulo. And if they would have propagated, they would have had kids, the whole world would have been destroyed. Ma asakarish baruchu, sires es hazachar, v'harak hanakeva. He took away the power of holada from the zachar, he killed the nakeva. Obviously, what does this mean? Not to be taken literally. And he salted the nakeva for lasil lavo. Shnemar v'harak hasatanin asher bayam. That's what he did. The Rashbam says, why was he misaris the zachar? It wouldn't be with other fish. Other issues. Vav behemos. Let's just do a little more. Vav behemos bahari olef. That's the next phrase in the pasuk. Zachar nekeva bara'am. There was another large creature called the behemos. Maybe it was the dinosaurs. Zachar nekeva bara'am. V'yamalei neskakim zelazem achriyuti kolam kulo. Also there, they would have destroyed the whole world if they would have had kids. Ma'asa kadosh baruch hu sires hazachar v'tzinein hanekeva. He didn't kill the nekeva this time. He just cooled off her taiva. V'sharmer l'tzadikim l'asalavo. And he kept it for La'asid. He kept it La'asid Lavo. Shneamar, Hinei Na Kochob Masnav. Its strength, it's still in its loins, says Zachar, meaning it never was able to use the potential. Kadosh Baruch Hu took away the Kocha Olada. V'ono B'shvirei B'tno Zenakeva. Its stomach is still full, meaning it never had a kid. Hasa Nami L'sarsi L'zachar L'sanei L'Nakeva. Why don't you do the same thing? Why do you have to kill the Nakeva of the Liv Yasan? Why don't you just cool it off? The Dugim Prisi. Right? Other fish would have... would have been with her even if she would have just been mitsunan. Why don't you do the opposite? Meaning kill the zachar and leave alive the nekeva. Female of yasan tastes much better. Because it says in Baruch Inafshi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spends some time with the Livyasan every day. It's inappropriate for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to play with a female Livyasan. So why don't buy the behemoth? Why don't you salt the Nekeva also? Salted fish is great. Salted meat of the behemoth is not as great. Period. Just end off with one other question. The Marsha asks. My show says, one second, he created the Livyasan and then he had to be Masari Sim. Why didn't he just create him without the Koach HaOlada? What did he create and then be Mashchus Sim? So he says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a perfect world. Every Bria had to be Shalem. Every Bria had to be perfect. Then, Lamaisa, he had to make some switches. I thought you could also say pshat. No, this is the same kind of kasha that the philosophers asked the Amoron by Bris Mila. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a person to have Bris Mila, why wasn't he Mal them? So what does he say? Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted to teach us, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Beis, just like we could self-perfect our physical bodies, so too we could self-perfect our spiritual bodies. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu left Mila over. So maybe that's why he left this over also. Mahu Afatav, like Rav Soloveitchik always says, we're supposed to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe he also did this too, to teach us. Mahu Afatav, just like he perfects the world, so too we also perfect the world. The Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, we'll have to start here with a couple of other chazals about the Livyasan, and also a raya that Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings from the next Gemara coming up as to the borders of the south part of Eretz Yisrael. Right, what is the border? What is the border? It brings a raya from a Gemara coming up on the bottom of Ayin Dalid Amid Beis. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue.